Well, hello guys, Solo Man here. Now, there's people on here from all different countries, and the country you're living in, is it a free country? Well, actually, no country is really free. You have to have some laws and rules and regulations. But the country I'm living in at the moment, and a lot of other countries I noticed, they politicize almost everything. And as you know, the World Cup is on. I don't really follow it greatly, but it seems to be more about politics than it is football or soccer. And they're doing that sort of thing with everything, aren't they? Making the government involved. Of course, which in turn makes the government more powerful. Which in turn makes it more in control of you and everything. All the news in this country, for quite some time now, their first heading straight away is about the government. It never used to be that way. It used to be real news. Maybe in the country you're in, you're getting more government news all the time. And where else is everything all politicized? What country do you think, where the government would be on the news every day, virtual signaling and brainwashing their people? Oh, maybe North Korea. I'm sure the news is fully government controlled and all about the government and how great it is. And they have conditioned the people also to be the eyes and ears of the government, to report people. Which is very similar to the places I'm living right now. Maybe your place you're living too. The government in mostly all countries that I've noticed have become way more powerful, way more big. Way more big, is that a word? Oh well. Years ago, things weren't quite like that at all. People didn't discuss politics and who you supported. That was a personal choice. Didn't change who you were. But now they want to alienate you if you choose another side. All the countries I can think of at the moment are very closely tied to North Korea. Obviously, all the news agency in North Korea are owned by the government and supported by the government. And they will say whatever the government wants them to say, even if it's a lie. And it generally is. And I think it's about 85% of the media is controlled by the Canadian government now, if not more, in Canada. And who do you think controls the American news and media, generally? He who controls the information can control the people. And of course, I shouldn't say he. I should say they or them, I suppose. Of course, there are some people who haven't noticed this happening in their own country. It's because what the government does, it turns people against each other. So their eyes are taken away from the government, what they're doing. And what I'm saying is there should be no political thing in sport, among many other things. And I have watched the country I'm in turn into almost a North Korea-type country. It seems kind of funny, really, because everybody was against communism. Countries even went to war to fight against it, but they seem to be now embracing it. Of course, not openly, they'll call it something else. Just ask yourself, are you as free as you were 20 years ago? Nowadays, you have the elites and the peasants, and I feel more like a peasant every day. You take it easy, guys.